Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We're here at the Centralia Invitational Softball Tournament, speaking with Lady Panthers head coach Liz Bostic after their 5-2 third place loss to Hallsville. Coach Bostic, hard day of softball. What worked?
Yeah. Putting the ball in play, you know, getting base runners on. My pitching staff did a pretty good job. Just kind of got tired, kind of got gassed. I'm down a pitcher right now with an injury. So, you know, I mean, that those kinds of things, it takes a lot to get through the day. And playing, you know, solid teams here in our tournament, I mean, that's the thing is it's, you know, we've got several state-ranked teams here, and just trying to get through the day is hard enough as it is.
You started out with a pretty strong win, didn't you?
Yes, yep, 16-1 against Putnam County. Yep.
And that was about what you expected?
Yeah, we had just seen them last week in the Warrensburg tournament, and you know, and so and we beat them there. So I kind of knew what we were expecting, but we did come out and really just put the ball in play and had a lot of base hits and things like that. So did a really good job on that.
And was that Meredith pitching
this morning? So Kaylin started through two innings, and Meredith finished us out for three, I believe.
You got a lot of throws out of those pitches.
I did.
Out of those two ladies today,
I know. Man. I know. They did a great job, and their arm's probably about to fall off. But yeah, I mean, they really did. They came through and gave us everything they had today.
Meredith let people know that she was here today, didn't she?
Yes. Yep. She had a home run in the Putnam County game for
yes,
sure.
Yes, ma'am. Over the fence.
Yep.
And she had what technically was over the fence too, but the foul line was kind of an inch, inch in the wrong direction.
Yep.
I think.
Yep. She did. She scorched one on that right field line, but.
Who else really swung the bat well for you today? Did anybody else
overall, just as a team effort, we had a lot of good hits. You know, I can't really think back to the last two games. They all kind of mushed together once we're going.
Well, you had you had a lot of good bunts today out of...
We did. Yep, we had a lot
Miss
of...
Hawkins
yep.
and company.
Yep, she's always good for putting it, dropping it and going, and she had several good base hits as well, like, you know, slapping it past the offense. So, yeah, I mean, she did have a good day at the plate as well.
And like you said, it does all mush together, but I have this vague memory of a really sharp double play or two against Hallsville and another one in the earlier game.
Yes. Yep. I mean, we got one with Hallsville where catch in, throw home, and they get them in a rundown and get an out that way. So, yeah, that was a tight spot. They had bases loaded at that time. We were only down by two, I believe. So that was a great time for us to, you know, come in and get a double play and you know, let us feel a little bit better in the inning of not – allowing those bases loaded and double play helped a lot.
It seemed like I saw more rundown action for Centralia today. Maybe it's just the compressed nature of the Invitational. Is something changing your defense, or was this just the opportunity that was offered?
I think you've got good teams here, so you have base runners that are trying to take some advantage, and so they're coming off the bag, and we've got good enough arms that we're getting them in rundowns.
Right.
So, I mean, we've got enough people in the right spots at the right time and making plays. So that's, I think, defensively looks good on us, but it's overall also because base runners are being aggressive in teams like this, and so, you know, we're coming through and making the plays we need to.
Right. Coach Bostic, that's about it. What's next for the Lady Panthers, and is there anything you want people to know that who were unfortunate enough to miss today's marathon of
Yeah, I mean, Monday we go to North Callaway. Tuesday we play Hallsville. If people will come out, that would be great. I mean, we would love to see a big crowd
here.
Gonna
be here?
Yes, Hallsville will be here. North Callaway is away on Monday. Hallsville's here on Tuesday. We then play Palmyra here on Thursday, which will be a conference game, and that would be another one we would love to see, have a big crowd out here. We turn around and we go to Bowling Green on Monday, and we start districts on Wednesday. So we are approaching the end of our season.
Does it look like Centralia's got the conference championship?
No, we will not at this point. We lost two. We lost to Highland, and we lost to Brookfield. So we're rooting for second place right now. Right now, Highland and Macon are at the top, even though we beat Macon. They've only had one loss.
Yes,
so to us.
Thank you very much, Coach Liz Bostic.
Okay.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, thank you, sir.